I have
something?
A great idea, Judy. I think we should definitely do an episode where we do fan conversations.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we'll do multiple calls in one show.
I like that.
Because we have quite a few here that are looking to speak to us today.
All right, so maybe we should do that.
I'm going to jot them down right now.
Maybe we should record an episode today with them.
Correct.
Ooh.
Right now.
Fan conversations right now.
I am a recording artist, a radio personality, an actress, a TEDx speaker, and most recently, a certified master life coach. And I am just like you, on this wild ride, a page-turning book filled with victorious chapters and chapters of sheer defeat. Well, I'm here in the arena now, here to help you create a beautiful life.
It has been a while.
Hola, mi gente. This is your favorite chica, Judy Torres, welcoming you back to my podcast, Beautiful Life with Judy Torres. You know, it's so funny that we had pre-recorded a couple of episodes and we decided, you know what, let's save some of these in case we ever have an emergency. I think we said it like very rhetorically speaking, like hypothetically speaking, having absolutely no idea that in March we were going to be hit with this major coronavirus pandemic that is literally kept many of us in awe that, oh my God, life has changed completely. That we absolutely have no control over anything we're doing at any given time. And everything is so up in the air. Every single day, it's like, so are we going back to school or are we not going back to school? Can I go back to work? Can I not go back to work? Can I take the train? Do I not take the train? Do I stay 6 feet apart? And how far is 6 feet apart? 6 feet apart in front of me, behind me, around me? What do I do? I have to wear a mask. Are people wearing masks? Some people not wearing masks. What do you do when they get close to you? It's like so freaking stressful. So I just thought, it's funny, just a few minutes ago, I went live on Facebook just to let people know, hey, we're back. We're going to start recording again. And then all of a sudden, we get this idea. You know what? People are frustrated. People are stressed. Maybe we don't want to talk about solutions. Maybe we just want to get it off our chest. So that's what today's episode is about, getting it off your chest. So if you have something that's on your mind that you need to vent for or get off your chest, or you do have a problem in the situation and you'd like a little bit of help, a little bit of guidance, well, that's what I'm here for. So hopefully we'll get some things done and people will feel a lot better and we can all breathe a big sigh of relief 6 feet apart with a mask on while we stay at home.
So speaking of staying home, Miss Judy, what did you do during this pandemic? Or shall I call you Marie Kondo?
Vinny, what voice was that? Don't do that voice again.
So speaking, I don't know. It's my radio announcer voice. I don't know.
That was totally an announcer voice because I was like,
it like good?
What happened to Vinny, Vinny? Like Vinny. No, it was funny. It made me laugh. It's cute. It's good. Do it one more time. Go ahead.
So speaking of staying home, Judy. And we are in your home right now.
We are in my home and we're doing it from my home because I can't leave home. So Vinny was kind enough to bring all
it's
the
nice.
Equipment
we're
here.
We're in the compound, folks.
This is far from a compound.
It's very good.
So
what have you been doing in quarantine?
Thank
I know
you.
You've
Thank
become
you.
Judy Kondo, but.
Oh my God. Okay. So there's this book. It's called The Magical Life of Tidying Up. And it was written by a Japanese woman. Her name is Marie Kondo, Kondo. And she is an organizational / decluttering expert. That's what I will call her. She actually has a show on Netflix where the show is about this, her book, basically. A lot of people, especially during this pandemic, we've had all this extra time to clean up. And we decided, okay, let's do that. So I decided to, you know, clean up my house and go through my closets. And I did all that. And then after reading Marie Kondo's book, I realized, oh, no. I didn't even touch the surface. I didn't even scratch the surface. So I read her book and I did everything literally step by step as she commands. So the first step, for example, is clothes. You are to get all your clothing out of your closets, out of your dressers, out of storage bins, out of different rooms, wherever those clothes may be, and you have to put every single piece of clothing, every article of clothing, socks, underwear, coats, everything, into one pile. Mi gente, my people, when you do that, you will almost want to cry with the amount of clothing that we have. Now, some people have more than others, I know that, but for the most part, average, you know, on average, most of us have too many clothes. And so two things are going to happen. Either you're going to go, oh my God, I had no idea I had an issue. I had an obsession or addiction to buying clothes. Or you're going to feel guilty.
Yeah, but what you do, like, and pseudo myself, we perform. We don't want to ever be seen in the same thing twice or too often. So,
well, thanks to social media and people posting things live on Facebook now. So, no, you can't wear the same thing twice. Yeah. So you keep buying things. But you will look at the clothes and you will say, my God, there are people in the world that have no clothing, and you'll feel guilty. So then you're supposed to put on each piece of clothing or look at each piece of clothing and ask yourself if this item brings you joy. And if it brings you joy, and what that means is you feel good when you put it on.
Wait, so you actually talked to the blouse?
No, you don't talk to the blouse. You ask yourself, does this bring me joy?
Right. So I want to just add, did you do this while James was home, or was the quiet one, or was he at work?
Oh, no, he was at work.
Because I could say, what a sight this must have been.
Yes, because I told him, I warned him, I called him, I said, honey, I started the process. I'm just going to let you know right now, when you go home, I put everything in the dining room. So when you come in the house, you're going to be shocked. Please do not criticize or comment. And he came in, he was like, oh my God, it's like a mall blew up in here. He's like a store blew up, you know?
Okay, so let's evaluate right now. Let's have a moment. So you're wearing this beautiful summery blouse right now.
Yes.
When you put that on this morning, did you feel joy wearing it?
It did bring me joy, yes. So you know why? Because it fits me.
Did you start your day? And you look very good, I might add.
After this pandemic, I gained like 6 pounds.
She looks great, everybody.
So I lost like 3 pounds lately. I gave up dairy, but anyway, that's too much information. But yes, it brings me joy. And it's not that everything brings you joy. It's about, do you use it? Is it functional? And do you know for sure you're going to wear it? And the truth is that 80% of the clothing we have, we only wear 20% of the time. And 20% of the clothing we have, we wear 80% of the time.
Yes, that's right.
So you just basically go through that. And then from there, you go into books. You go through all your books, then you do your paperwork, and then you do everything else in the house room by room, the kitchen, the bathroom. And then everything that you store, everything you put in dressers has to be neatly put away in boxes and bins so that every single item is organized and you know where everything is.
And a purge is good.
It literally is a purge, because when I tell you, we had an entire, the thing that you throw the garbage in.
A dumpster.
We had an entire dumpster, thank you, worth of stuff. And people thought we were moving. That's how much we were throwing out. They were like, are you guys moving? You're not moving, are you? So anyway, I did all that. And I'm up to the last step, which is sentimental items. You leave photos and sentimental items last so you can decide what you're going to keep. Anyway, my whole point of this is that that's one of the things I've done during the pandemic. The other thing I've done during the pandemic is realize that I have no control over this. So I'm going to have to give into it. So I signed up for classes in communication and motivational speaking. And then I, of course, joined TikTok, because so many of the fans are doing TikTok videos to my songs. And so I just decided, you know what, if I do some TikTok duets with them, it's a real fun way to interact with the fans and let them know I see you and I appreciate you. And it's turned out to be actually a lot of fun. I feel like I'm 15 again.
That's great. So yeah. You've become a TikToking declutterer.
I'm a class-taking, decluttering TikToker.
Say that 3 times fast. No, don't you?
So it's been a challenging thing, and it's been good, though. I have to say, it's been good.
Do you know what else has been challenging?
What's been
challenging? That we haven't been able to speak to Wilhelmina and Poochie, and Wilhelmina is standing by right now.
Bendito por Wilhelmina. How you doing, Wilhelmina?
Hi, I'm Wilhelmina, and this is Judy Torres' Meme of the Week. Judy, I just got to tell you that it's been so hard. It's been so hard. I can't see my friends. I can't go shopping. I mean, I can't go gambling. What am I going to do? And I'm single and I can't find nobody. I mean, I do these dates virtually, like on the video and stuff, but it's just not good enough. I need a man to hold me. I need someone to talk to me and whisper sweet nothings in my ear, not through a mask, you know?
Thank you for venting. Thank you for getting that off your chest. But here's the thing. You don't have a choice. We are all in this together. Every single one of us is going through the same thing. Some of us are having more problems, you know, dealing with it than others like you. But other than that, we're going to be okay. So we're going to get through this together. So Wilhelmina, please, the meme of the week.
Gonna ask my mom if that offer to slap me into next year is still on the table. You know, like, you get it, Judy, right? Like, when your mama said, I'm gonna slap you into next year. Well, please, please, Mom, do it, do it.
You know what, Wilhelmina? I'm gonna say something I haven't said on this podcast ever. I'm gonna pray for you.
Well, what do you say about that, Judy, for people that want to rush this year away?
Here's the deal. There's nothing we could do to get out of it. You can't escape it. It is what it is, what it is, what it is, what it is. And stress, the whole reason we experience stress is because we want things to be different than the way they are. And I really believe that this pandemic is a complete reset button for everyone, and it's a pause button. Everybody stop. Because somewhere the universe is saying everything that we've all been doing isn't working anymore. And yes, it is an illness, but I'm always into looking into the deeper reason things are happening. And I think this is God's way, the universe's way, however you want to look at it, at telling everybody we're all out of control and we all forgot what's important. Our health, our loved ones, and ourselves, our happiness. So it's a great time to look into your life. It's a great time to ask yourself, am I happy with myself? Am I happy with what I have? Am I happy with what I do? What's missing in my life? It's a perfect time to find another side hustle that can lead to other things and you'll be happy.
Yeah, it's pretty much turning the can's into I can's, and you have to really just want to do it, right?
Yeah, and anything that's a what if, explore it. What if? You know, there's certain things we can't do. We can't travel. We can't be in close proximity with many people and things like that. So you just have to ask yourself, what do I do in the meantime? And that's why I cleaned my house and I started to do the TikTok videos at first just out of sheer boredom. And now I realize, you know what? The fans are enjoying it. And TikTok is highly entertaining. It's addictive, so you don't want to get addicted to it. But, you know, if you're having a stressful day, go on TikTok and just watch videos and you'll be laughing because a lot of it is very joyful, quick, you know, videos, and they're 30 seconds or 60 seconds long. So you're not watching something for 10 minutes, you know, and that's why we all have short attention spans because everything's getting faster and faster.
It also expands your creativity, how to be so creative in such a short amount of time and get the most out of it.
It does. And it's a lot of fun. So for those of you who have done TikTok videos and stuff like that, especially if you've made me laugh, I thank you. So what should we do next now?
We should go to the phones. We have some people that are lined up that actually want to continue speaking with
you
today.
Okay, so who are we going to speak to first?
So we have Rami. She is from Farmingdale, Long Island. She's 53. She's a fellow MS warrior like yourself. And she says, you know what? I'm in the house bored because I've run out of things to do. Rami, you're on with Judy Torres.
Hey, Rami, how are you?
Good. You remember me, right?
Yes, I do. And I know that you are a top fan on Facebook with me.
Thank you, because you're an inspiration. You're still out there. You're doing your thing.
Thank you, Rami. You know. Thank you. So talk to me. How can I help you today? What's going on? You're bored in the house, bored in the house, bored?
Bored. You know, once in a while, I'll try to go on a bicycle, which my MS doctor told me not to, but I got a little kid bike, and I just cruise around town. But mentally, this is really like, I'm not doing well mentally, like stuck in the house.
Do you live home alone?
No, I have a wife.
Okay, and do you work?
No, I'm disabled.
And your wife is working as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're home, literally, bored in the house, bored in the house, bored. So what have you done so far to fill up your time? Give me like a typical day in Rami's life.
Okay, I wake up. I take my wake-up pill because then I'm fatigued or laying in bed all day. If it wasn't for that pill, as you know, being MS. I've taken up carpet in the house that my parents had. I have a recumbent bike I ride in the house.
That's good. You're keeping yourself physically active. That's good.
I got an electronic drum kit.
Nice.
And my nephew, who was in a band on Long Island, he got me an electric guitar to play with, you know, to keep my neurons you know, open.
Yes, of course. Like, yeah, because as long as you're thinking and learning things, right? It the brain creates new neurons, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
My social life went like down the toilet, and it's just a horrible, you know, feeling.
Okay. So as human beings, we are meant and we are designed to not be alone. We are designed to connect with people. We're designed to be social. This is how most of us function. Well, this is how most of us are happy. The connection, seeing people every day, saying hi, talking to them, even if it's small chat, believe it or not, even that little thing with a stranger, that little exchange you have with a stranger makes a big difference. I had a thought, like, what if one of the reasons this is happening is because we are supposed to spend time with ourselves, which is something that many of us never do.
I'm beyond frustrated of being in the house and not be able to socialize, like at a bar.
Are you wheelchair bound, Rami?
No,
okay.
No.
Okay, so you can walk.
I can't walk far.
I did
put myself a little kid's bicycle, and I've been trying to ride that outside.
Okay.
But I'm mentally going crazy because of this world right now, you know?
Okay. So I think the first thing you have to do is you have to accept that this is what it is. When I say that, what's the reaction that you have?
It is what it is.
And what does it make you feel like? Do you feel something in your body? Does your mind say something as soon as I say that? Where do you go in your head?
I'm okay being by myself. I just miss socializing in big crowds. I think it's starting to really get me down and depressed.
Okay, well, I understand that. Listen, I haven't been able to perform. I haven't been around big crowds. Imagine for a second, right, that every week you go somewhere and people applaud you. And you right. do that every week several times a month. And all of a sudden, nothing. There's right. crickets. You can't go anywhere. So I hear you is what I'm trying to tell you. I hear you, and it's hard.
Okay, well, that's why I want to speak to you because, like, how are you dealing with it mentally?
First of all, I resisted in the beginning, too. I was a little bit upset. I was kind of pouty. I can't believe this is happening. Oh, my God. You know, no shows. How am I supposed to make money? I had that moment of panic. And then I kind of just settled into it saying, for whatever reason, this is happening. And I can choose to respond by freaking out and getting angry and staying resistant to the situation. Or I can say, you know what? Maybe this is happening on purpose. So in addition to cleaning the house and decluttering, and in addition to the TikTok videos, I've taken time to read books, which I haven't done in a long time. I've taken time to journal. I actually wrote letters to people that I love. I wrote letters to my father. I wrote letters to my mother. And each letter had a different subject, a different topic. What I admire you about you the most is, what I wish you always knew is, my favorite memory of you is. And I did that as a way to communicate, obviously from far away. But when someone receives a letter, it's something that they'll remember for the rest of their life.
Makes sense.
It got people calling me, and it got us laughing and talking about old times and things we thought we forgot about. And it brought us in a weird way a little bit closer, even though we're not physically close. So that was one thing that I did. Another thing that I did was I really just started taking inventory of my own life, you know? What do I like? What do I not like? Is there anyone in my life who perhaps maybe I've taken for granted? Is there anyone in my life who takes me for granted? And do I have to sort of declutter my life? I went on Facebook and I decided, who really on Facebook is my friend? Because sometimes people, I get, you know how you get the notifications that it's somebody's birthday? I get the notification. I'm like, I don't even know who this person is. How did they become my friend? I don't, you know, and it's no insult to anybody. It's just the truth. And so I went through, I also did an electronic cleaning where I went through all my contacts in my books, in my phone, on my emails. I decluttered emails. I put things into categories. I went into my iTunes and I rated every song, and I put the titles and the stuff that didn't have titles. And I, you know, was it all exciting things? No, but it kept me busy, because the most important thing that you have to do, Rami, is keep busy. And when you get lonely, pick up the phone and call someone. Do a FaceTime with someone. Do a Zoom meeting, and Zoom is free. Zoom is free. Do a free meeting. Yeah. Create a Zoom party with your friends. Say, you know what? We're going to have a wine at 9. We're going to drink wine at 9 o'clock. You're all going to get on Zoom together, and you're going to talk to each other. While it's not the same thing, you still get to see each other's faces, and you still get to talk, and you still get to socialize and laugh while staying safe.
I gotcha. I mean, my house is so clean, you could eat off the floor.
Yeah, I hear you. Same way here. Same thing here. You just have to remember to keep yourself busy. You also can go on Facebook. They have plenty of pages. Or you can create your own group if you want. You can call the group Bored in the House. And you can ask people to post comments and join the group if they're bored too. And you guys can help give each other ideas of things to do.
Oh, I like that one. That one I might do.
And who knows, you may make a friend that way. You can create your own joy. Instead of saying the things that you can't do, start saying the things that you can do.
Right. I think you're right about that, though, yeah.
Okay, Rami?
Absolutely, yeah.
I hope I gave you a couple of ideas, and you hang in there because you are an MS warrior just like I am. And you're going to get through this. And just remind yourself that for every day that passes, it's a day closer that we are to things going back to normal.
Absolutely agree. Thank you very much.
I love you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, so Vinny, who do we have next?
Next up, Judy, we have, it must be the 53 Club today, another 53-year-old.
Yes, I
from
love
my
it.
Neck of the woods is Staten Island.
From Staten Italy?
Staten Island, yes, Staten Italy. This is John, and John, you ready for this? Judy, 3 weeks ago, he just had a quadruple bypass.
Oh my God, yes, God
so
bless.
I'm going to put you on. John, say hello to Judy Torres.
Hello, Judy. Hi. It's a pleasure and honor to speak to you.
Hello, John. A pleasure and honor to speak to you. Please, the pleasure is mine. How are you doing? How are you feeling since this quadruple bypass?
I am feeling great. I'm getting better. My heart's feeling stronger, and I can talk to you. So that's a good sign.
Yes, and you're here, and I'm so glad you're here.
Yes.
I'm so glad
yes,
you're here.
Yes, I wake up in the morning, and I'm happy.
For people who don't know what a quadruple bypass is, can you explain it in layman's terms?
I had three of my arteries were 98% clogged, and my fourth artery was 90% clogged.
I was
a walking heart attack ready to happen.
Wow. But you didn't have a heart attack, right?
No, I did not.
Amen.
No.
Oof. God bless. Yes. Wow. You have a really nice guardian angel on your shoulder, huh?
Definitely. The Lord is with us, boy. Oh, yeah.
So how did you find out about the situation?
Well, I went to the Staten Island Hospital for the Heart Center, which is the best, by the way. And I was supposed to go catheterization in my arm, and they put the camera up there. And my heart doctor says, John, we have to admit you today because it's a serious problem.
Wow.
And they admitted me on a Wednesday, and I had my heart surgery on a Thursday, the next day.
Yes, well, that it sounds like it was an emergency. Well, I'm so glad you're here with us, John. So is there something I can do to help you today? Do you have a question? Do you want to vent? Do you want to get something off your chest?
Yeah, well, the funny thing is, being quarantined with this virus, it's like a double, what do you call it? Like it hits you twice.
It's a double whammy, right? Because you had to go through all this.
Yeah.
And then on top of it,
yes,
there's the whole quarantine situation, and you can't do the things that you're used to doing, but you're still here. So, do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel bored? How are you feeling?
I go crazy. You can't, how much TV can you watch, and how much YouTube videos or freestyle music can you listen to, and all that?
Well, some freestyle freaks will tell you they'll watch it all day long.
But music is helping me out. I put my headphones on in my computer, and I get lost.
It does help.
With the music. It does make you feel better. Yes, it does.
Now, John, do you live alone?
I live with my fiance Sandy.
Okay, great.
And she's working out of home now, which worked out good because if she wasn't working out of home, she works in a city.
Okay.
So she would have been taking all this time off to take care of me, to help me out.
Okay, great. All right, so you're not alone. That's a really important thing too. Because when people live alone, it's a little bit harder for them.
It is.
Ideally, let's say I could snap my fingers and you would have three things instantly. What would they be? Except for being able to go out and drive.
I would love to be out there again and listening to live music. It's just crazy not having live music around anymore. And I play tambourine, by the way. I play with like different bands. I play a little percussion, some tambourine. My nickname is John a Tam Man.
So awesome. I love it. No, I'm not laughing at all. Listen, someone's got to play the tambourine. And listen, if you've never played a tambourine, I sang with an Italian wedding band years ago, believe it or not, when I didn't have shows. I would go in between my shows, I would go and I would perform with them. And I would pick up the tambourine. And when I first started doing it, I thought, I know this. This is easy. And no. There is actually an art to it. And there's a certain face that you have to make, a certain way you have to stand, a certain way that you hit the tambourine against your leg or your hand, et cetera. So there's something to be said about that.
And rhythm, I think, with the drummer.
That's right. That's right. You're assisting with the rhythm and you're assisting with the joy of the songs.
That makes me feel good. I would love to get back out there and do it again. But right now, I've got to take it easy. Slow motion right
so
now.
So when you're home listening to music, do you ever pick up the tambourine and just play along?
Yes, so
that's something you can do. I have a question. Do you meditate?
Never did.
Okay. Well, on YouTube, there are 1,000,001 meditations. And I think, especially because you had a heart situation, I think that learning how to calm yourself and learning how to be in silence for a few minutes every day would actually help you. It's not going to change anything, but there's something to be said about meditating that it takes practice. I'm not going to lie, because we realize until you try to meditate, you don't realize how much your mind talks to you all day long, every second of the day. It never stops. Oh. So when you try to actually get it to stop, it's hard. But the more you do it, the easier it gets. And then you'll find that the things that stress you out easily don't really stress you out so much anymore. And it's just something a little bit that I think everybody can do that would help everybody get through this.
Oh, I like that advice. I really appreciate that. That is so nice. Yes, I might maybe want to try that.
You know, you can also, you said you have your own page. You can go like on Facebook Live and you could do some tambourine. I got a great idea. Listen, this is what you're going to do. You're going to pick a song that you think that most people like, okay? You're going to go on, you're going to do a teaser. So you're going to go on Facebook Live and say, hi, my friends, or whatever you call it, your Tam fans. Hello, Tam fans. You know,
the Tam clan.
Yeah, hello, the Tam clan.
The Tam clan.
A few minutes, I'm going to go live. I'm going to be playing tambourine to whatever song you're going to be doing. And then let them know. Yeah. I want you guys to join in with me. You could invite kids, you could whoever you want, and say, I don't know, listen, I'm creative, so I think crazy things. You can tell people, get your pots and pans if you don't have a tambourine, you know, I don't know, just if you have a guitar, you know, let's just do like a weird, like a fun jam session. You know, like that's something that you can do. It's something that you love to do. It brings you joy, right?
I did that when we had the pandemic. I did a live video, me and my girl Sandy, and it was so funny and so hysterical. I got over it like maybe 200 views on it.
Yeah,
and everybody loved it.
So I think you should. Yes. I think you should do it again, and I think you should invite people, and let people experience. You know that you get joy through it, and they can too. And I think that's a great thing to do. That will keep you occupied, and you won't be too bored in the house. Okay.
And I'm hoping I get to see you again in the future.
You will. We all will. And you're going to do it with a healthier heart. Okay, John?
Okay. And please keep in touch with me on Facebook.
Okay.
I'll let you know what's happening.
All right. I love you.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you. Bye-bye. Freestyle forever.
Makes me want to play the tambourine.
Hey, listen. Tambourine is fun to play. Your hand hurts, but tambourine's fun to play. Oh, my God. I can't with you. I can't do it. Listen, let's take one more caller.
Okay, we have a good one here. I think this is going to be a pretty interesting story.
Okay.
This woman has you tattooed on her. She's 50 years
old. She has me? Like my face?
I believe so. And her ringtone is No Reason to Cry.
OMG.
She's 50 years old. She's from West Babylon, Long Island, and a 6-time ovarian cancer survivor. She's in the fight again year number 7. This is Donna. Donna, say hello to Judy Torres.
Hello, my chica. How are you?
Hello, chica. Hello, my Donna. Donna.
There's my girl.
Donna. How are you, Mama? How's everything going?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there. I'm very stressed today.
My gosh.
As the rest of the world, I'm sure, is, especially in the state of New York. I'm fighting ovarian cancer for the seventh time.
Unbelievable.
With the COVID. I'm the one that came up to you in that woman empowerment thing that you spoke at, and I had right on my arm, and I went and got you tattooed. You were like,
yes.
But
the autograph that I signed on your arm?
Your autograph, yes.
Oh, my God.
And you wrote Be Healed. And everybody's like, who is that? I'm like, oh, you don't know who she is, girl? I was in the hospital 2 weeks ago. I had everybody dancing Judy Torres. Anyway.
so you're stressed today, especially because what?
Well, now with the pandemic, with the kids, I have 14-year-old twins that are both on the spectrum. I'm immunocompromised because of chemotherapy.
Right.
So now my kids are going to get thrown into this public, situation, and how are they going to be protected, and how am I going to be protected?
Are you talking about going back to school?
Yeah, I'm talking about going back to school. I mean, the virtual was horrible for kids on the spectrum because, there was no way for them to go. It was like, okay, let's just get it over with and do it. There was no normalization for them, and they need that to strive. They really
need the routine, right?
But in the meantime, I don't want them risking their lives because of a routine in the big scheme of things. So I'm feeling it today more than usual, if that makes any sense.
Yes, I understand. So
hearing your voice and hearing you sing to me just made everything better. So good.
Well, let's do this. I know it's going to sound like a silly little exercise.
Never silly with you.
Okay. Well, to me, it sounds silly. So I want you to just do this. Make believe for a second that this pandemic is a person. And this person's standing right in front of you.
Okay.
And just get it off your chest. Just vent.
Okay.
Just tell them everything. Is it a man, a woman? Make believe it's got a face. And just tell him, her, it, what you need to say.
Oh, get out. Get away. Leave my family alone. Alone, leave the world alone. Let people be nice to each other.
Keep going.
I miss hugging people. I miss kissing people. I'm a hugger. I'm Italian. I love to hug. I gotta hug everybody. I miss hugging. I miss the socialization. I miss the normalcy. I miss just going out to dinner with my friends, not sitting in a backyard 6 feet apart.
Okay, hold on. Take a deep breath.
You see, I'm getting
I want you to, but I want you to take a deep breath right now. Take a deep breath with me. Ready?
Okay.
Good. Now keep on going because you had more.
It's destroying, in my opinion, humanity. Everybody, we are all people. I don't care if you are black, white, purple, whatever you are. I feel like so much has turned so many people with so much hatred and anger towards each other for things that we can't control. And it's hardening to me to watch my kids that I didn't raise that way see people treat others that way, disrespectfully. So for me, Corona not only is destroying our insides, it's also destroying our outsides. Because what we, in my opinion, what we once were, we will never be. Never. Because everybody will remember 2020. Everybody. Mm-hmm. Our kids will have stories to tell when they're older. Mm-hmm. And it's. I just want it to just go away. And I want things to be normal. And I know they're not going to be normal that they were. There will be a new normal. But I don't know what that is. And that brings me a little bit of discomfort. I like to know what's next.
Mm-hmm. We all want to know what's next.
Yeah, like control issues. I have major control issues. And I need to know that, I need to know that they're going to check my kids to make sure. Like, I need to know a plan before I send my kids in a building.
Right. Okay. There are things that you can definitely do to be proactive about this.
Okay.
The first thing begins with a decision.
Okay.
You can fight and you could talk about And we all have done it, including myself. How horrible this is, how much this sucks, how unfair it is, how people are being so immature, totally disregarding one another, and doing things that we've never seen humans do to each other in a very, very long time.
Okay.
And it disgusts us. But we can also, at this point, we have an opportunity. It's kind of like we're at a crossroad, and we can decide to go with the masses and continue to get angry and continue to act out, or we can decide to change the perspective and look at it differently.
That's true.
You can see this pandemic as completely destroying us. You can see this pandemic as bringing out the worst in each other. You can see this pandemic as completely unfair, and the list goes on and on.
Right.
But you can make a decision that you're going to find something good in this pandemic, no matter what it is. And in that decision, you can ask yourself, what can I control?
Okay.
You can control whether or not you go out. You can control when you go out. You can take every precaution to protect yourself and your children. You can make decisions about who you're going to be around and who you're not going to be around. You can make different choices as to how you're shopping for your food, how you're disinfecting things when you come home. You can do silly things like, as soon as you get home, take your shoes off. Don't walk around the house. Wash your hands as soon as you get home. You know, there's different little things. They're very small, but these are all things that help us feel like we have control over something.
Right.
And then there are some things that you don't have control over. So when it comes to the school with your children come first.
Exactly.
So you need to be in constant communication with the school, and you need to ask them to be very specific and lay out exactly how they're going to keep your children safe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need
and
to do.
You may have to start, you may even have to start maybe a parents group. And granted, because of your health situation, stress, doing stressful things may not be a good idea. But maybe if you've got a group of parents together and you said, let's ask each other the most important questions that we want to know from the school. And maybe you could be the voice for those parents frustrated, especially for those parents who have children with disabilities, or they're on the spectrum, or they have other issues that they, they typically wouldn't be the average child to remember to take care of themselves the way other children might. You could be the voice for them. And that will help you feel in control. That will give you a sense of getting answers. And it's something more proactive than just feeling helpless. Like, oh my God, I have to send my kids back. What am I going to do?
Yeah, it's that sounds more empowering. I'm taking back the control of what I can control.
You know, those are things you can do. And, you know, you remember, you're a six-time survivor of cancer. My God, if anybody is a trooper, a warrior, that's you.
Yeah, but when it comes to my kids, that's like, you know, my kids, it doesn't matter. They are first and foremost all the time.
I don't know what your situation is financially. I don't know what the rules are where you live, but maybe they can be homeschooled.
Yeah, I actually thought of that, but with my condition, I don't think that I could physically be able to do it for them.
But maybe, maybe there are programs and or organizations
that they,
that they can send someone to your home to teach your children.
That is a very, very smart idea.
That they already have the skills and they're already equipped to handle those situations when they do come, so that you're less stressed out, because right now your number one priority, in addition to your children, is taking care of yourself.
Exactly.
And getting this cancer out of you once and for all. I wrote on the tattoo, "Be healed," and I meant it.
Oh, I meant it. Believe me, everybody sees it. I show everybody.
And Donna, you need to laugh every day.
Oh, I do.
You are? Okay. You need
to
watch something really funny every day and laugh out loud. Like, not just, I'm talking like, oh my God, you know, laugh out loud. Because for every time you laugh, you push that cancer down a little bit more.
Okay.
Laughter is important. They say laughter is the best medicine, and it's true. That's what we need right now. We need more laughter. And you can also choose that while you see all these people being so horrible to one another, you can make the decision that that's not going to be me. Because I really believe that even though this pandemic situation has brought out the worst in people, I also truly believe more than that, that it's brought out the best in people.
In some people, definitely.
You just have to decide to find those people. You know, you have to look for good stuff. You know, when I'm scrolling through, news feeds and videos and stuff like that. Once in a while, yes, I do watch these videos that are important, that are socially, they're talking about different things going on. And I get upset, but then I say to myself, okay, so what am I going to do about it? And I make a choice right then and there, and then I scroll and I just look for good stuff. It's like when you put the news on in the morning, don't keep it on for longer than 15 minutes.
Exactly.
So Donna, you got this. And I think trying to find someone to see they can homeschool your children, I think that's the best bet for you, because it's going to take a lot of the burden off of you. And you still get to be with your kids, and you don't have to worry about your kids catching anything. And, you know, you should be fine. And this is going to be over soon. How soon, I don't know, but it will be over one day. So one day things
nothing
will go back to normal.
Nothing lasts forever.
Okay?
Yes, I love you. Thank you, Judy.
All right, love you too. I'm still praying for you. And don't cry, because there's no reason to cry. You know that, right?
Never, girlfriend.
All right, girl.
Only happy. Thank you guys so much for your time. I appreciate you both very, very, very much. And have a blessed and beautiful weekend.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I love you. I love you.
I
Donna.
Love you. I love you too, baby girl.
Oh,
bye.
Oh, Donna.
Donna, I love you, girl. Bye.
Wow, Judy, 6-time ovarian cancer survivor.
That's crazy.
She's laying the smackdown on that.
That's crazy. Unbelievable. God bless her. And, you know, she doesn't even sound like she's tired. She sounds like she's still ready for the fight. So God bless her. If she's an inspiration to a lot of us right now, listening, well, even to me.
Are you still ready for the fight?
I'm ready for the fight.
Because you know who's busting down the door to come in here right now. I don't know how she found out where you live, but
I don't know.
She's here.
I don't know
here.
If I'm ready for her.
What's up, everybody? This is Fuchi, Judy Torres' special guest on her podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I know that you're not listening to her. You really came to listen to me. But listen, Judy, your topic today you want to get things off your chest, right? And I want to know, pero Judy, why, okay? Why is it that we use that expression, get it off your chest? I don't want to get nothing off my chest, because it took me a long time to get this chest that I have, all right? And no, I didn't buy them. It's just, it's natural, you know what I'm saying? I just want to know, like, why do they say get it off your chest? How come we don't get it off our mind? Why we got to get it off our chest? Pero Judy, why?
Well, Poochie, that's a really good question, I don't even know how to respond to her.
I mean, Poochie, you ever feel like when you vent about something, you know, that like a weight comes off of you?
When I vent about something, I just want to break something. I just want to take off my earrings and put on the Vaseline and just fight somebody. That's what I do when I get upset, get off of my chest. I got nothing off my chest, and I like my chest.
Well, you know what, Poochie? I want to let you know that getting into a fight right now is not going to help anybody. So just take a deep breath.
But I am breathing. What are you talking about? I breathe all the time. Otherwise, I'd be dead. Oh, my God, Judy. I love you, but today you're not giving good advice.
Judy, allow me. You know, Poochie, I must say you look very, very attractive in that outfit today. Did you look in the mirror today and see if that shirt brings you joy?
Oh, my God, of course. This shirt, everything brings me joy, especially my bra. So, Judy, right, I know that you was reading that book, you know, that book about cleaning up your house and whatnot. I mean, I clean my house all the time, especially on Saturdays. I listen to freestyle and I just sweep and I sweep and I sweep. But I was reading that book by Marie Condominium, too.
No, Poochie. It's Marie Kondo.
Kondo, Condominium, cualquiera, I don't know. Whatever, anyway. Listen to me, Judy. All I got to say, my house is clean. My chest is fine, and I just want to say, I guess, thank you for talking to people today, because at least I got to get things, you know, whatever, out of their chest thingy. Yeah. Anyway. All right, Judy. So thank you for having me on your show, because I know that I got fans all over the world now, and I feel really special. So I love you. Te quiero, mami. Judy, why you not talking to me? Judy!
I think Judy needs to get you off of her chest right now.
I can't. I just can't.
You can't what? You can't what? Because I talk, because I speak my mind? What?
I love you, Poochie.
That's right, Mama. I love you too, all right? Thank you for having me.
Little Judy, why?
So I want to thank everybody who called on a whim, because we just put it out there on Facebook and immediately we got calls. So I just want to thank everyone who participated in this podcast today. And listen, this pandemic is really hard. It's not over yet, and we're tired and we're frustrated. Gotta hold on just a little longer, just one more day at a time. And eventually, we're gonna survive this.
journey.
I want to thank every single one of you for tuning in. This is our 13th episode, our first episode since this pandemic began. Thank you so much for making Beautiful Life with Judy Torres a success. And hold on, hang on. And if you feel like you can't, reach out and talk to someone. Do not do this alone. You don't have to because you're not alone. On that note, thank you for listening. Remember, there's no reason to cry. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
Be sure to keep up with Judy Torres on social media at Judy Torres Music. Like the official Judy Torres Facebook page or visit www.judytorres.com. Judy is available for group and one-on-one life coaching as well as public motivational speaking appearances. If you wish to request these services or have a potential topic for future episodes of the podcast, please feel free to write Judy Torres Life Coach at gmail.com. Beautiful Life is produced, protected, and published through Judy Torres Enterprises, LLC. All rights are reserved, and thank you so much for listening.
I told you there was no reason to cry.